USA Radio News.
Joe Biden now leads President Trump in Pennsylvania and Georgia as counting continued in the closely fought presidential race Friday. Mr. Trump blamed the media and public polls for his position and pursued legal actions in key states. Tim Berg reports on the situation in North Carolina.
The chairman of the Republican Party in North Carolina says there is no mathematical way for Democrats to win the presidential or Senate races in his state. Michael Whatley is calling on the Board of Elections to release data on how many people have requested absentee ballots and then voted in person so the media can call the races.
We do not see anything in the provisional counts or in the absentee counts that gives us any heartburn in terms of the margins for the president or for Senator Tillis.
Whatley saying he's confident President Trump and Senator Tom Tillis both won their races in his state.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump has repeatedly stated that there is one place he wants to determine the outcome of the presidential election, the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump has leaned into the idea that the high court should get involved in the election as it did in 2000. The court effectively settled the contested election for President George W. Bush. The Republican Party is ready to go to court over the 2020 election. Speaking in Georgia, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said they've sent legal teams to four states and claimed irregularities in ballot counting. McDaniel also took a shot at the media for projecting President Trump's opponent as the winner in close races. And a weaker than expected election performance by Democrats and fears of new coronavirus restrictions have prompted investors to double down on high-flying technology stocks, which have come roaring back in recent days. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell anticipates there will be a peaceful transition of power if former Vice President Joe Biden beats President Donald Trump. McConnell told reporters in Kentucky when asked about the possible scenario, "We've had a peaceful transfer of power going back to 1792. Every 4 years, we've moved on to a new administration." McConnell told reporters that he would not answer any hypothetical questions about what he will do if Trump refuses to accept the results of the election. On Friday, McConnell tweeted that every legal vote should be counted and that all sides must get to observe the process. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appears to think that the race for the White House is all but over. The California Democrat told reporters she believes the Democratic nominee will soon be President-elect Joe Biden. The former VP is getting closer to 270 electoral votes he needs to secure the election after passing President Trump in the battleground states of Georgia and Pennsylvania. And finally, a strange Russian rumor. Lance Pry has that story.
Russian President Vladimir Putin may be stepping down from power early next year. A Moscow journalist reported to the Sun newspaper in England that the Russian leader may have Parkinson's disease and his family wants him to step down. The Kremlin disputes the report. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.